Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
You were off.
No, I know what you're trying to
just
do.
Just see hair off.
You're throwing your finger early and waiting for me to go with the finger.
Well, I like a good finger.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester, no, let me try that again. It's a Thursday morning. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
64 degrees right now. I'm going to get up into the mid-70s. A much more tolerable day than yesterday was, which was brutal.
A little sweaty.
I went for a walk.
Yeah.
And I came home literally soaking
wet.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, you're not.
30-minute walk, soaking wet.
It was at 90, right?
It was over 90 in some places.
Jesus.
And the sun was just like, hello, I'm the sun.
Like Florida.
You know, it's nice with our jobs, even in the warm weather, because, you know, when we come to work, it's never above 70 degrees.
Right, it's dark.
Middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But with middle of the night travel comes some other complicated situations.
Yeah, sure.
Because you were driving behind someone this morning.
Yeah, I was. I was coming in. I'm stuck behind a car, and it's got something like dangling out of its hatchback. It's like a yellow thing, like they didn't close it right or something.
Okay, all
right. I can't figure out what it is. And then they're kind of weaving a little bit, and then they're like changing lanes and changing back. They looked lost.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't tell if the guy was lost or they were drunk.
Hmm.
Because they looked lost with the lane change, but they were also drifting over the lines. Even hitting that, that wake-up strip.
Okay. The wake-up. I love that name. Wake-up strip?
Kind of what it is, right?
I've been hitting the wake-up strip.
I always thought that's what it was for.
No, it is, but I've never heard it called. I've heard rumble strip, wake-up strip.
I call it the wake-up strip.
I would like to move to change the name of the show to the wake-up strip.
Yeah. So, he's taking my route all the way into the city, and then he turns one way, I go the other, and I go, man, that dude is either drunk or he's lost.
You know, it's funny because you brought this up this morning, and I always assumed everybody like that at, early in the morning was drunk.
Same.
Right.
I never even considered they were lost.
Right, because they kept changing lanes. Like, they didn't know where they were going. But that could be either way.
That's what I'm saying. Now you got me thinking. Like, because you're right. You don't realize how poorly you drive when you don't realize, when you don't know where you're going.
It's dark. Well, it's early.
You don't know where you're going, and you also don't expect anybody else to really be around. So you may not be quite aware of, the other cars around you if really there's nobody else on the road.
But they were heading towards a place where there's no housing.
Okay.
Right? They're just going up. They're just turning down the other side of Main Street.
Okay.
So I'm going, where's he? Is he going to work?
Drunk?
Or is he going home?
Lost? Well, if he's going to work, he wouldn't be lost.
Right.
Or we hope he wouldn't be drunk.
But I've gotten to work drunk.
No,
I mean, I burn, burning it off.
That's still drunk.
Yes, I know. But I'm slowly coming out of drunk.
No, it doesn't make it any better. You're burning it off. It's you're still drunk. It's being drunk.
Yeah, but less drunk-ish.
No.
All right. So I couldn't figure this cat out. Plus the car with the thing hanging out.
What was it?
I couldn't tell. It was like this yellow thing hanging out, but obviously it wasn't supposed to.
Okay, sidebar. Are you sure it wasn't supposed to? Because I've seen on some like those Hyundai and things, there's like an air tag. God, how do you describe this? You know how there are those things that they put on like fighter jackets and it's like a tab?
Okay. Like you pull it?
Yeah. I think there's like an accessory on some like cars. 252 WCMF or Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. Please explain to me what I'm talking about. I've seen it.
But this looked like it was closed. The hatch was closed.
In. Okay.
This thing is dangling.
Like
it was like kind of like yellow.
Out.
And it could have been like a pull thing. I don't know.
All right. So that's got to be drunk. If you got dangle plus
there's a lot of sloppiness going on.
It's got to be drunk. Car.
Yeah. Because I'll go even further.
What?
And I know that folks that are listening to us right now, if you're in your car, you're up, you're on the road early, you see the same things that we see. I make the assumption, because I come in at like 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it's the middle of the night.
Yeah. I assume everybody that is on the road with me at 3 o'clock in the morning is drunk.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Which is, it's stupid because I'm going to work. I'm on the road. I'm not drunk.
Right. But I also think, where are you going, man, this early?
Well, but you're going somewhere that early, too.
I know. But we're rare. I mean, not many people work in the middle of the night.
I understand. But, those same people, if they are also going to work or looking at us, go, where are you going in the middle of the night? Drunk ass wearing a baseball cap. basketball jersey at 3 o'clock in the morning. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm going to play this game now, moving in, drunk or lost.
Right.
Coming in every morning.
Because I was thinking, like, and then I was trying to make a story up for the dude, like, maybe he was out getting some.
Okay.
You know, feeling good, had a couple of pops, and now he's got to get home, or he's got to get to work. Like, the night got away from him.
Okay. But you said he went to a place where there was no housing.
So as I know.
So as I know.
Because he turned in a direction, like, going towards, like, Nick Tahoe's.
Gotcha.
What else is out there?
There's housing right next to Nick Tahoe's.
There is?
Yeah, there's a housing project right there.
Oh. I always said it was all, like, businesses.
Have you never driven past Nick Tahoe's?
Maybe not. I'm sure I have.
Genesee down to Child Lamp. It's all housing.
It is?
Yeah.
Could be some rough-ass housing.
It looks nice. Are you serious? You didn't know that?
Going down Main.
It is literally.
Because you got Knothnagel, you got Nick Tahoe's, and then heading out that way.
It is literally from the moment Nick Tahoe's ends, housing from there until you get to, like, the town of Chilai, 10 miles down.
All right, so then he was messing. That dude was messing. He was getting in messing. Getting in a messing, messing and a getting. And probably had a couple, and was just trying to get home, clean up, and go to work. Who hasn't been there?
I used to get stuck behind this one guy, and I figured out it was, like, an older dude after I passed him once. He would go impossibly slow, like way under the speed limit, and he'd kind of like stop at every street. Like, so I used to think, like, is this man okay? Is he drunk? Is he lost? Like, what's the deal? But I always kind of saw him around the same time in the morning. And then I figured out, like, I think he's just like buying time before he goes to work. Like, really
dicking around?
Like, yeah, like dicking around, like, because I would think the fact that he's on the road the same time as me, like, multiple times means he's going somewhere. He's got to be somewhere. But I'm like, maybe he's just, like, really enjoying his ride in.
Well, you know, it's funny. Now that you bring that up, I think everything you see in someone too, Kimmy,
yeah,
whatever they're doing in their car, you will assume they're drunk. Because if they're going too fast, they're drunk.
Right.
If they're swerving,
so slow,
they're drunk.
Well, the swerve is a tell.
No, if they're driving too straight,
two
hands on 10 and 2, they're drunk. And if they're going too slow, they're worried about getting pulled over for speeding.
Could be.
They're drunk. There is nothing you can do driving your car 3 in the morning where I don't think you're drunk.
Yeah, everything looks suspicious in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
right?
Put that on a T-shirt. Sell the rock shop. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Louie. Hey, Louie, how are you, buddy?
I'm okay.
What do you got
now? All right. I always thought that I could put the hat on at 3 in the morning, drunk, and drive. I thought I could always get over with it. You just messed me up with that. I always thought I was getting over the hat.
What's the hat got to do with anything?
You're not covering.
No, I put the hat on because, you know, I don't want no one to see my eyes. Then I put the visor down so no one can see me.
You don't think the visor down in the dark is
very
a little suspicious?
And a hat pulled down over your eyes?
If you see me driving down the road with the visor down and a hat, you already know I'm drunk.
Bro, I see you just walking down the road. I'm going the other way.
Oh, no. Walking down the road, I put it backwards. And I'm like, dude, the hell with that.
Great call, Louie. Thanks for the call. Don't drive drunk.
No.
Stay away from Lou.
All of these things, good advice.
Yes.
All right. Lou was in front of you a second ago.
Right, it could have been Lou.
Did he have a hat?
Oh, we got Instagram messages coming in. You know, it's funny. We miss what might be the most now obvious reason. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Alexis says, he's probably an Uber driver looking for a specific address or lost because the maps can get spotty when you get in downtown Rochester.
Ooh, could be that.
Well, I couldn't tell because I was behind him, so I didn't see his little Uber light.
I don't know why. Well, not every Uber has an Uber light.
You know?
No.
Every one I've got
always
says
something. Some of them just had a
little
sign. Yeah.
Either that or Lyft, right?
I kind of thought the Uber light was like an optional thing you bought yourself.
So, same.
To like be like, ooh, check me out.
Like upgrade.
Yeah, I'm a little classier. I have a light up Uber.
Oh, light. I just thought at least you'd know like, oh, there's my guy.
Is it that hard for him? Does your GPS kick out in the city? Mine does.
That's usually where it works the best. No. Like, if I'm on the outskirts, that's where
I don't use it coming
spotty
to work.
Okay. No.
I come the same way every day.
I understand, but you also have no idea how to navigate the city of Rochester. As much as you like to think
I can get around blindfolded this town.
You literally just.
I've lived in every spot in this town.
Okay. You just said a man turned down a street where there was no housing. and literally it is all housing.
I don't know.
And it is around the corner from where we work.
I got no damn business down that way.
Okay.
If I had business down that way, I'd know.
That's what I just said. You don't know certain parts of the city.
But
I know.
I don't need GPS to be on Main Street.
Okay.
Down on GPS Main Street.
But now I'm suspicious of who needs an Uber at 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, somebody going to the airport.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
catching an early flight out.
See, again, you're a better person than I am. I'm thinking they're messing. They're out there. They're messing around, doing things behind their lover's back.
Okay.
Right? Now I got to get the hell out of here. I don't have my car with me. It's all suspicious. I left my phone, which has the GPS enabling on, in my car somewhere else, so they don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
Oh, buddy.
Well, I like the messing. That's the fun one.
Well, yeah, it's okay.
Got to get home, get cleaned up.
Yeah, but I'm going to go a step further. Now, if we're making stereotypes here, because we've stereotyped lost or drunk,
mm-hmm.
We've got the question whether or not they are driving an Uber. True or false?
But
the later you are the later someone is trying to get home from messing, the uglier they are.
Uglier in general, or
time to ugliness ratio?
Yes, like you. Okay, I think the best looking people,
yeah,
get home the earliest from messing around.
Now, why is that?
I don't know.
What would be the logic?
I think the logic behind it is like better looking people
are buttoned up,
a little more buttoned up.
Okay.
Yeah. Where you have more to lose. Whereas right. like the uglier people, I don't even care. I'll just show whatever. I want.
So they're just weaving down the ugly trail.
Whatever. 4 o'clock in the morning. I'll get home when I get home. Like you never. If you've been cheated on, you never had like a good-looking partner that like strolled in at like 4:30 in the morning, right? They were always home at a time where you weren't suspicious of them cheating.
Okay,
is that fair?
Yeah, it's not a bad.
So if you are out messing around and you're coming home super duper late, you're ugly.
All right, you're totally fucked.
Yeah, and I'm sorry you had to hear it from us, but it's just the way it is. All right, so what did we learn here?
Not much.
Don't drive drunk.
Don't talk to Lou.
Don't talk to Lou. And if you don't want to look ugly,
yes,
get home from cheating on your spouse mm-hmm. earlier than 3 o'clock.
Clean your ass up.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is a standard American food.
Oh.
Like one of the most popular American foods.
Oh, okay.
So you'd think that if somebody opened up a shop and started selling them, they'd make a fortune.
Clean up.
But you're wrong. Because the overwhelming majority, in fact, almost every single place that has tried to sell these standalone has failed miserably, except for this place.
Oh.
And they have decided they're going to try and expand using a Trojan horse.
Ooh.
And it doesn't make sense that we don't want to go out and buy these.
Like sit down and eat it.
Yeah. Even take it to go.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Kimmy.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Wiener Schnitzel?
I have no idea what it actually is, but isn't it, it's like a sausage, right, or something?
Okay, it is what, yeah, it is kind of a beat. But Wiener Schnitzel.
Like a hot dog joint?
Yeah, you got it. It's a chain hot dog joint that is out of California, and they've existed.
Oh, it's a place.
Yes, it's a company. They've existed for decades, mostly on the West Coast. They sell hot dogs out of stands in the mall and like mini restaurants and like shopping centers.
Okay.
They have decided they want to expand.
Oh.
And they're going to do it using Walmart.
Oh, all right.
They want to put Wiener Schnitzel stands inside Walmart, and they're going to start with 5 West Coast locations up and down the West Coast. But their plan, if this goes well,
worldwide.
Eventually, nationwide.
Yeah.
Eventually push nationwide, where when you walk into Walmart, you can get yourself a Wiener Schnitzel.
You know, walk around with my hot dog.
Dare Wiener Schnitzel.
Mm.
And by the way, I got to tell you.
It's a standard hot dog, though, right?
No, they do all kinds.
I think it's like, I thought it was fancier.
Okay, no, it is a hot dog. You're right, it's a hot dog. But they do a whole bunch of stuff to it.
I'm sure.
Like, okay. You can get a chili dog, obviously.
Yeah.
You get a Chicago dog with a pickle on it, which, that's a whole other argument.
I know.
Why would you put a pickle on a hot dog? The Junkyard Dog.
Got everything on it, son.
You ready for this? You ready for this? All right, it's a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of American cheese over the hot dog.
Nothing says good like cheese.
Chili.
Right.
French fries. Mustard.
Damn. How do you walk around with that?
I don't know if you do.
You'd have to sit down for that one. Be all over you.
Okay. So, obviously, Wiener Schnitzel wants this to go well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
History tells us it won't.
Mm.
Tommy, why do we not have a national standalone hot dog place?
Nobody wants it, I guess. Because like, if you think about it, burger joints, chain burger joints, don't offer you a hot dog option.
Thank you.
But it's weird, though, because there are pockets where it works. Because, like, isn't, like, the hot dog at Costco, like, a huge thing for people? Like, they not necessarily that it's, like, the best hot dog in the world, but it's, like, cheap, and people will go there and get the hot dog.
I think they only go because it's $1.50.
Right.
And it's a giant dog. But, again, like...
But, like, that's the only time I think, like, people are going out of their way to buy a hot dog or, like, at a ball game.
Or 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's...
Oh, yeah, that too.
But again, like... You're not going to the 7-Eleven to get a hot dog.
No,
you get a hot dog because you're at the 7-Eleven.
Right. I never make a road trip for a hot dog.
Like, there are a bunch of restaurants that just sell burgers. Mm-hmm. There are a bunch of restaurants that just sell sandwiches.
Yeah.
Not only are there no restaurants that just sell hot dogs, it's even hard, to your point, outside of Costco, to come up with a chain that will sell you a hot dog.
And yeah, chain-wise, maybe it's tough to do a chain hot dog restaurant based on how... Like, here, we're great with hot dogs,
so,
right?
Yeah, we are very lucky to have Zweigels.
Like, we're spoiled with dogs, so there are, like, some local businesses that have nailed the hot dog. But maybe, like, state to state, it would be hard to regulate, like, a chain hot dog place.
Hot dog American.
Regulation.
Hot dog regulation.
Well, yeah, just, like, maybe it's agency. Not, like, it might not be as good in a different state.
But why? It doesn't seem hard to ship a hot dog.
Or maybe people don't have, like, the taste for it in other places.
But we eat them all summer.
Everywhere. It's an American standard.
I guess everybody's preferences may be different.
But you get them at Bill Gray's, Tom Wall's, Shaler's, all those joints. You get hot dogs.
And I think the only reason that we have this here is because Zweigel's is
so
good.
Unique,
right?
Because it's also really unique.
So like, you're not going to buy a hot dog from a chain place because we have such a high standard of hot dogs.
Okay, but like the same thing with pizza. But there are other pizza chains that crush in other parts of the country, right? Why do other parts of the country not want to sell me a hot dog?
Right.
And you can't tell me to, like, Kimmy brings up, like, the different locations around the different parts of the country. Every ballpark in America
has hot dogs.
And they sell a crap ton of
them. Oh, sure.
So sell me a goddamn hot dog. Why won't you sell me a hot dog?
Apparently we don't want it.
No, I want a hot dog.
Well, we think we want it.
But we don't want it?
Well, obviously.
But I've never had the option.
Okay.
No, there are places here that have hot dogs.
Well, we broke that down, but no chain.
No, I'm saying, like, no, okay, no chain, but I...
Yeah, Tom Wall's, Bill Gray. Yeah.
Well, like, Dogtown, like, they're known for their hot dogs.
Okay.
Like, there's a place around the corner from me that has hot dogs on their menu, but I never see anybody order them.
Dogtown's existed for, like, 30 years, so that's proof that dogs do sell.
It will work.
Put that on a t-shirt, sell it at the rock shop.
Like, I think you have to be, like, so known for the hot dog to make it work.
But it still doesn't make sense to me. 252 WCMF. We're talking about Wiener Schnitzel, Der Wiener Schnitzel. It's a chain out of California, if you've never heard of it. They've existed for decades. They are now trying to move nationwide. They're going to start by showing up in Walmarts in 5 locations across the West Coast. And if that goes well, they're going to try and push east and make this a nationwide chain. But it's going to fail because there is no nationwide chain that will even sell you a hot dog.
Well, Walmart, it may work because you're just in there shopping. You grab a hot dog because they sell you, sometimes those joints push those hot dogs on you when you walk in for fucking out.
That's not why you think it's going to work at Walmart. Why is a hot dog going to work for Walmart shoppers?
Oh, my. What do you think?
Let's play a little true or false game.
Go ahead.
You want to play a little game?
I love those games.
Okay. True or false, you look at Walmart shoppers as a lower quality of shopper.
Well, they usually tend to be not low, just as... A little less.
True or false?
A little less.
True or false, you look at a hot dog as a lower quality food.
Oh, it's a low food.
Therefore,
it's a low food for a low shopper.
Therefore,
in a low store.
You believe.
It's not called Lowe's.
You believe a Walmart shopper is more likely to get a hot dog than another kind of shopper.
I look at it as a busted shopper.
You eat hot dogs.
I love hot dogs.
The only, I know, that's why you were so popular in high school. The only thing you cheat with every year.
Yeah. Oh, I love 2 grilled dogs on 4th of July.
Okay. Does that make you a low human?
You call me low all the time.
Yeah, no, but I mean like morally low. That outfit doesn't say low. That outfit says you just won the Kirby Vacuum Cleaner Salesman of the Year in 1954. You're not a lower person for enjoying a chain hot dog.
No, you're not. But they tend to attract low people.
No, they...
I could tell, like, you just know some people, like, she'd go down there to Walmart and get that hot dog.
Why'd you say she? You think hot dogs are dude food?
No, there's lady doggers, but they're most women that enjoy a hot dog like that on a regular basis, pretty scuzzy.
Why?
They just are, man.
Why?
Women can't have too many hot dogs? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Is that a feminine food?
It might be the most feminine
food. No, because you look nasty eating it.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, if you want to talk about, yeah, I know.
So, yeah, you walk around Walmart.
According to Tommy, only for men.
Yes.
Only, Happy Pride, everybody.
I'm not spending $13 on cherry tomatoes when I can grow them in my backyard.
Happy Pride, everybody. Only men are allowed to eat the tubular
outside, meat.
While walking in. You must make eye contact with whatever man you're with at the same time.
Two things.
Okay.
Real quick.
Okay.
Somebody did call and say Sonic. A chain with hot dogs.
Okay, oh, okay. But how often does Sonic come up in your head of places to go?
I don't know. Some people might be Sonic people. I don't know.
We got one here in town?
Two.
I think we have three, actually.
Two?
There's one around the court. There's one in Henrietta, and I think there's one in Greece.
Oh, okay.
Where you get your hot dogs.
Somebody brought up that, I guess, Burger King used to have hot dogs on the menu in the 80s.
Okay.
He said, but they were so bad, like they did
Wendy
away with them.
So Wendy tried it, too.
Wendy?
Wendy's.
Is that when they only had one location?
Yeah, they
only one. You go to Wendy? You talk about Wendy's? No, there's only one of them.
So they did that, and it failed again bad.
Okay, so I am getting reminded, being reminded.
People have tried it.
252 WCMF and Facebook messages, the break room WCMF. Rick writes us, you guys are forgetting about Lums. Lums was famous
Lums.
For their hot dogs.
When's the last time you've been at a Lums?
Well, I don't think that it existed while I was alive.
Bro, I think they've been out of business for 40 years.
But they did have a good run.
Yeah.
And they cooked their hot dogs in beer.
Okay.
Is that the key?
Maybe. So they're like steamed dogs?
Yeah, they were steamed in beer hot dogs. Like, yeah. I think they plucked them right out of the beer and put it on the bun.
Oh, wow.
But again, I think they were closed before I was even born,
yeah.
Which makes your ass old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even more bizarre as talk about you can't get a hot dog anywhere these days. God.
You can't get a good hot dog anywhere.
I guess we put it like that.
Can't find a good man under 50 these days.
If you go to like a steakhouse,
yeah,
right? At every steakhouse high-end in America anywhere, they will have on the menu an option for a hamburger. And yes. It will make the hamburger sound fancy,
yeah.
But it is ground beef mm-hmm. on a bun with yeah. thing. You don't even – why do I get a fancy hamburger option, but I don't get a fancy hot dog
because
option?
Because there's only – because, like, you could have different grades of meat, but there's hot dogs are just filler.
What are you talking
yeah,
about?
How do you – other you than could do the an toppings. All
beef. Zweigels.
But that's an all-beef hot dog, yeah. right? Or an all-pork. But I –
But you're not, I mean, you could make the ground beef at the restaurant. Like, you can make the burger yeah. how you want at the restaurant, whereas a hot dog,
you can make
other than the toppings, I don't know what you can do with the actual
and
dog
the bread,
itself.
The
people
bun.
Make their own sausages all the time. Why couldn't you do that with a hot dog?
Do they?
Well, I guess you could, but does it make it any higher end?
Well, I mean, like, if you're, look, I don't think a hamburger at a steakhouse is any higher end than, like, a hamburger.
No, but if they
Applebee's.
Take, like, the top meat and grind it up.
The point that I make, but that's what I mean, right? Like,
yeah, but then it becomes something else. Well, it's not a hot dog anymore.
Right. You don't really believe, like, the hamburgers at, like, a steakhouse. Oh, gotta have that because it's premium. No, they just put a fancy name on it, and you're an idiot, and you spent $13 more on that burger than you would at Applebee's.
You can use, like, different levels.
It's an Angus burger, bro.
Yeah, Angus. I didn't know he was Scottish.
Are there different levels of hot dog?
Are
like
there?
Different grades of hot dog?
Well, like what's a gourmet hot dog? Yeah. Like, your highest-end gourmet dog. Like, you have your fillets with beef, right?
Yeah.
And your prime rib.
Yeah.
What's a prime dog?
Yeah, well, I guess
think
that's
about
a sausage.
It. Like to make...
But that's not a hot dog anymore.
I know, okay.
Now you're getting into your Italian hot dog.
Like, the only difference they made with hot dogs was just the length. They're like, get a foot long.
Yeah, she's
they
right.
They didn't, like, make the actual... They didn't change anything about the dog.
They never jacked it up.
They just changed, like, the shape of it.
No, but all cheap foods, you can find a premium version of. Tommy, there are high-end Italian restaurants that will sell you a pizza at their restaurant yeah. that has, you know, $60 dishes, right? They put a little bit of truffle on it, and now it's like a premium pizza. It's the yeah. same crap we're eating at other places.
Yeah, but it's a little bit higher graded cheese.
It's not. You just fall for that.
Cheese.
You are such a sucker. Sucker. Oh, I got a tablecloth, so these pizzas should be more expensive than that. All right, how about this?
What?
Hear me out. Why can't we do fancy dog, white hot, truffles, brioche bun, caramelized onions?
All right. Well, that's a nice hot dog.
You wouldn't order that at a steakhouse?
No.
I mean, sure.
Why would you not?
I don't think I don't
no,
think
no,
I
would. You would. You
no,
would.
You would.
No, because I want a steak.
I want a steak. Right. I came in
I think
for
you're
steak.
Going to those places for other foods.
I go, if I go to a high-end steakhouse, that's what I'm in the mood for.
Okay.
It's not like you don't want the hot dog, but there's better stuff on the menu.
And here's another thing. The dumbest, worst chef or cook can make a hot dog. Like, that's why it's such a base food. I don't need to go out for it because I could do this at home pretty easy and pretty cheap.
How is that different than a hamburger?
Hamburgers you can jazz up.
Okay.
But You can only take the hot dog so far.
Okay. It's because you're not thinking hard enough, man. It's because you're living in a box.
Because you could just
man in a box.
You're just going to load more crap on it.
Yeah, that's what I have. Okay, fine. We're not going to agree to that. I don't know why I did food arguments with you.
You could spice up the meat different. You could put blue cheese in it. You could put different kind of feta in it. You can make a Greek hamburger.
You can do that with a dog.
What are you going to do? Sprinkle crap
no,
on
you
it?
No, you want feta on a hot dog.
Yeah, that would taste like chalk on a dog.
How do you chalk on a dog? One of the worst Dr. Seuss books of all time. That's
yeah,
what
it got banned in 7 states.
No, because there are hot dogs that have stuff in them. Those cheese hot dogs. They inject them with cheese.
But those don't really... Nobody orders those things.
No, but I'm saying, why couldn't you do that with other items?
Okay. So what would you inject inside your dog besides cheese?
Okay, you could do like...
Standard cheddar.
Okay. You could do something like mushrooms.
That sounds disgusting.
How would you know? I would look at I need a mushroom dog.
That would look like an infected penis.
You have hamburgers that have mushrooms in them, do you
Why
not?
Why do you have to inject it? You could just put them on top.
No, but...
Thank you.
Yes, you can do the same with mushrooms and, like, the cheese in a burger, but, like, when the feta is mixed into the ground beef, now the burger costs $35. Yes. Like, that's what I'm saying. All right, you guys are both dumb. We're going to take a break. Right. Why are you so dumb?
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every time, Tommy,
we
bring up the cost of attending an NFL game, you make fun of me.
Yep.
You do the price of the little guy out voice.
Yeah. Yeah, price of the little guy out.
Just like that. But this story shows how truly ridiculous it's gotten. Because your argument has always been, just stay at home and watch it.
Right.
Right? That's free.
Love it.
Well, the way the NFL is going to work this season, that is impossible.
So what's the shift?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So a few weeks ago, we found out the Bills have two games listed on the top five most expensive tickets on the NFL list. The average price for the home opener and the regular season finale, average ticket price, is well over $1,000.
God damn.
And when we brought that up, you, Tommy, said, oh, why don't you just watch it at home?
Keep it.
Right?
Keep your money.
It's free. I don't have to spend a dime.
I park myself, pour a nice drink, nice chow, bathroom's right there. I'm not freezing. I'm not burning in the sun.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, for Bills fans, it is not possible to watch every game for free this year. If you wanted to watch every Bills game this season, there is a price. And the Bills actually get off pretty cheap. You will need Amazon Plus for the Thursday night games.
Yep.
That'll cost you $90 for the season. You will need either cable or ESPN Plus to watch the Monday night games. Those are on ESPN.
All right.
ESPN Plus is cheaper than cable, so let's go with the $105 for the season for that. So to watch every Bills game this year, you will be spending about
$200.
$200. $200. But that's not free.
No, that's true.
Kimmy, $200 is a pretty significant amount of money to watch free football.
Yeah, how much is the NFL package?
So let's break that down.
So that's you get everything.
Well, even just getting the NFL package doesn't get you everything.
True. Really? True.
So most people want to watch more than just the Bills.
Yeah.
And let's say you wanted access to every NFL game this season.
Mm-hmm.
You would need Amazon Prime, ESPN Plus, Peacock, so add $13.99 to what we just talked about. Netflix has the Christmas Day games. The cheap version of that is $22.99 a month. The rest of the Sunday games, you'll have to buy NFL Sunday Ticket, which runs you $520 after taxes and fees. To have access to every NFL game on TV from home all season long will run you just under $1,000.
Does that include the NFL Network? Because they run some games on that too, right?
Yes, yeah, that'll get you the... I think if you buy...
I get that on my cable package.
Well, but you would have to buy cable.
Yes,
right.
No, and I think with the NFL Sunday Ticket, you get the NFL Network, but I could be wrong.
God damn.
By the way, that under $1,000, just under a grand, that's more expensive than two 300-level Bills season tickets.
But you're getting the whole season. You're getting everything.
But you don't. It's not physically possible to watch every game at the same time. There are games on that are... You sit here and you think I'm always bitching when it comes to this stuff. You can't tell me that's not obscene.
It is. That's why, you know, I'm going to end up not watching football.
Yeah, no, I hear that ratings are down.
Well, this will help. This could do it. I mean, if you can't...
Babe Ruth, making $100,000 a year, pricing out the little guy. They're going to stop
Good luck, Yankees. I mean, at some point, it's got to start hurting people.
When? Because they keep doing this.
It's only getting more fragmented, right? Like, it's only splitting off into other places.
But it keeps getting more popular.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Where are they getting all this money?
That's a great question.
Everybody's broke.
I don't know.
Do you think people are just getting better at finding loopholes?
All right,
or
so,
like, or finding like the illegal way of streaming?
Well, you
it?
Share you because share services.
Do, yeah, we do. We talk to a lot of people. Every time this comes up, somebody will be like, well, what you got to do is you log in and you change your IP address. And then that way, like, it reads that you're in Buffalo and
okay.
not, you know.
It's all possible. But even yeah. with that, that wouldn't.
Somebody's paying.
And it, even if you're sharing passwords,
yeah.
the ratings would count as one part. The ratings still keep going up.
Yeah.
They're going up.
Right. So they're bulletproof.
Okay. I mean, it's a straight up cash grab.
Well, sure.
Straight up cash grab. And what really sucks about this, let's say you don't want to spend any money. You'll miss those two Bills games on Prime, whatever. You get three games a week on Sunday most of the time.
Yeah.
And because of where we live, it's the Jets and Giants, mm-hmm. other than the Bills,
yeah.
who are going to be terrible this year. Or you get the Cowboys, who are also terrible because every other week they're the NFL game of the week.
So if I just want to watch network football.
Yes.
I just want to watch the Bills on CBS.
Yeah.
I still can't watch the Bills. I won't get every Bills game.
Well no, because you won't get the prime games. You won't get Monday Night Football.
Right. So, I mean, I would lose all those.
You would lose those.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, luckily, we're not on a Peacock exclusive this year, which we were. Was it last year or 2 years ago? The Chargers
game. I think it was last year.
Was it? Okay.
They played one game on Peacock.
It was a yeah. Peacock exclusive. It was yeah. not on NBC. You had to pay for Peacock.
Yeah. That's how I ended up with Peacock to begin with.
And that's what I mean. Like, that's the.
Because I kind of figured, I told you before, I said, if I'm going to watch football, I'm going to end up buying every one of these streaming services mm-hmm. eventually. Just to watch football.
It's really at that point. Amazon Prime, ESPN Plus, Netflix, and Peacock.
And you're going to get a Disney.
Well, Disney is
ESPN. Oh, yeah, ESPN, all right.
And that's if you're just watching football. Like, if you're really a fan of any professional sport at this point, you probably have all the streaming services. Like, isn't hockey,
yep.
hockey stuff to come by? I know if you're a Yankees fan.
Apple TV.
Apple TV. Like, you have to, like, a lot of those games are not broadcast on really any regular cable.
So, you know, I'm a sports nut.
Yeah.
I got my man cave that we put together a couple years ago. I have to have every streaming service, so I have access to every NFL, to every sporting event. And even that isn't enough, because, like, when the Amherst were going on their playoff run, I had to download and pay for Flow TV.
Never heard of Flow TV.
Neither had I, and I'm sure my bank account is now bouncing around Thailand somewhere, but I got to watch that Amherst game. 252-WCMF. If you are a Bills fan that wants to catch every Bills game this year, it will not be free. Between ESPN Plus for the Monday night games and Amazon Prime for the two Thursday night games, it'll be about $200 for the season. If you want access to every NFL game between Amazon Prime, ESPN Plus, Peacock, Netflix for Christmas Day, and NFL Sunday Ticket, you will have to spend just under $1,000 to watch TV football from your couch.
But you're also getting every goddamn game, which is insane. Like, so you could just that's a lot.
Is it a lot?
I mean, to me, that's so useless.
No, I
unless
hear you.
Unless you're
man.
A gambler, why would I want to have every football?
Because I enjoy watching football.
But you're rare.
I don't think so.
I got to have access to all the games right now.
I'm not going to sit down and watch every single game, but I want the ability if there is a good game on a Sunday or the score gets crazy. You watch the Red Zone Network for that reason.
And to me, that's the same thing, because they'll pick, if something happens, they jump to it and show it to you.
Sucks.
Then they go to another one.
Boom.
What's the difference between that and you jumping around with your remote?
Because it gives me a chance to get involved in the game and watch the response and see if the other team can drive back down the field.
You'll get the response. The response is the same every
time. You'll
get
the response. No, sometimes they score, sometimes they don't. It's a different response.
Well, no, you'll see the score.
I want to watch it happen. That's what sports is, you
sometimes,
idiot.
Sometimes, like, the Red Zone's overwhelming to me, too. Because you're right, you'll start to get invested in the game that they flipped over to, and now it's on to something else.
Yes,
yeah, that's what I like.
About. No, no.
There's so much downtime in football. What do you get, about 7 minutes of actual action?
Oh, you're going to be that guy? It's 12. You're only guy.
Is it really 12?
Yeah, it's 12 minutes.
For a whole goddamn game.
From beginning to, well, when between the whistles, but again, it's strategy.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Line your men up.
You do. That's how it works. I mean, the more they know we're willing to pay, the worse it's going to get.
Yeah, of course it is.
Because we're just a few years, we're just a few years away from pay
what?
Per game packages.
Oh, it's like every game will cost you per?
Okay,
does
so
that
like,
exist already or no?
Not with the NFL.
Not with you any can't buy sport?
I don't know.
Oh.
I know with the NFL, no.
I don't know why. For a while, I thought the NBA was doing something like that, but I guess I could be wrong.
Was it through that Ocular thing where you could pay to
maybe,
put on the VR
maybe,
and sit courtside?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I'm not sure.
So, like, Tommy, with your local team, you'll get those for free because there's tax money involved with the stadiums. But let's say you're a Vikings fan in Fairport.
Yeah.
And you want to watch a standard Sunday matchup. $24.99.
Okay.
And you can have access to that game.
For that game.
And here's how ridiculous that is. That sounds ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
If you did that every week, $24.99 to watch your team every week would still be cheaper than to get NFL Sunday tickets.
Oh, really? God damn. And then I say you spend $24 and the game sucks.
Yeah. Yes, but
it's a complete blowout.
But the NFL will argue, well, you could spend money on a ticket, that game could suck.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
Okay, as Kimmy brought up earlier, you know, there's different ways. We're getting flooded with alternatives right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Lots of people writing on Instagram that you can go into the bar and watch the game for free, which is true. You can walk in the bar for free.
Yeah, and then you're going to spend a lot of money at the bar.
Minimum $20 commitment to watch a game.
The way I drink and eat, you want to enjoy yourself?
What, do they have fentanyl now? The way you drink and eat. What do you eat, you bitch? What do you eat at a bar? What do you ever eat?
A lot of stuff.
You won't even eat the free popcorn because it's got butter on it.
I don't want anybody's hands in it, too.
I got to watch myself.
I also noticed
I got the high salt.
Some smaller bars, especially with the streaming games like Peacock and Amazon, they may have Amazon figured out at this point, but I remember going to one for the game that was on Peacock, and the bar was having a tough time syncing all the TVs.
Oh, right.
So there would be one that was like way ahead of the other few. So it was kind of a frustrating experience. And I'm sure like the bar was annoyed with it too. But like, yeah, like you'd hear cheering from like one side of the bar while the other side still hasn't seen it happen yet.
And the other thing that sucks with these streaming games and bars broadcasting them, you know, the bar is at the mercy of the strength of their Wi-Fi.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, there are some places where you can pay all the money in the world. The Wi-Fi isn't that great. So, you know, you're in the middle of a game and it just starts turning. The wheel turns, right? Jack writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. You can find an illegal stream on Sundays.
Bro, just go illegal.
And pay, and for the premium pay games, that's what I do. Okay.
Go illegal.
Taking the ethics out of it, because I don't mind taking money from the NFL. I don't trust those links at all.
I didn't know that it said you just click on an illegal link.
Yeah, there are websites you can go to, and there's like a link.
That just sounds like you're going to steal my information.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, that link will all of a sudden cut out, and then, like, people will be like, go to this new link to continue with your streaming.
Or
like,
the FBI's knocking on your door.
Okay, I'm not worried about the FBI coming for the free football. Kimmy brought up my two concerns. One, all of my information has been stolen.
Well, that's number one.
Two, how reliable is that stream?
It's not.
Okay.
It may be temporarily, but eventually, like, that one gets shut down, they open a new live stream, it's tough to follow.
If the Bills are in the middle of a do-or-die drive, and that stream kicks out, I'm going to start breaking stuff. There is no, I have to pay for the reliable one.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just buy the reliable one? How much is the price difference?
Well, no, but
if you're going with sketchy?
Well, let's see, the price difference would be, okay, here's the link over here. This is free over
here. But how could it be free? It's a completely free link that's sketchy.
It's not legal.
It'll be.
But
like,
how do they make their money?
They don't.
It's just some pirate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sitting
in
exactly
a cornfield doing this.
It'll be like.
Yeah,
somebody,
it's weird.
They gotta be.
I don't know how
off.
A ship got there.
They have to be ripping you
it'll
off.
It'll be
like
somebody
no way
taking a video of the TV, or like there are different ways that people will do it.
They gotta be snagging something from you.
Well, no, that's the other frustrating thing too. Is I've seen like my buddies who have invited. I've never gone to one of these, but my buddies will like invite friends over, watch the illegal stream, and it's just a video of someone's television.
Yeah.
God, you gotta be so desperate for football to watch that.
Well, no, how about, what was it?
A video of a TV.
Was it the, God, one of the Paul, whoever fought Tyson?
That was Netflix, though.
Yes, quote, fingers
still
fought.
Sucked.
But one of the illegal streams was someone filming their television. You sad piece of crap. Yes, but I mean, like, think about it this way, though. If you invite people over and the only stream you can get is a guy holding a phone to a television, that's what you're going to watch.
I would be so embarrassed, though.
Chintz ass bitch.
Yeah, chintz party.
But then again, we're also bitching about it costs $1,000 to have every access to every game, so I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you're screwed because you're such an Uber fan.
There are more of me than there are of you.
No, but you're like a fan of a lot of sports.
Yes.
So it's going to really cost you because you're all in on hockey.
Yeah.
You love your hoops.
Uh-huh.
It's always going to cost you a fortune.
Yes, yes.
Where I could do without 99% of it.
Yeah, but you're... You spend money in other ways.
I listen, man.
Should be plastic surgery.
I why, what's wrong with my face?
Nothing at all. If you got Botox, your chin would touch your nipple. Wait, no.
No, if I got Botox.
I don't know. You're ugly is what I'm trying to say. All right, let's take a break.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.